right, let's do it. I am Jeff K. This is The Jeff K. Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. And all that stuff. Yesterday I was in a grocery store, just strolling along, grumbling under my breath, you know, normal. And some woman comes up to me and goes, "Hey there, you not working today?" And I was like, "Who the fuck is this?" I had no idea. And she's all smiling, anticipating some kind of a positive comeback on my part. I didn't know who she was. Her face, however, seemed mildly familiar to the point where I didn't believe that it was a case of a mistaken identity, which I've also been on the receiving end of. In fact, a couple years ago, maybe like 5 years ago at my job, my current job, some woman come up to me in the break room one day and goes, "Hey, neighbor." And I'd never seen this woman before in my life. This wasn't, it wasn't like the grocery store thing I'm telling you about. Her face did not seem familiar to me at all. I don't think I'd ever seen her before. She was calling me by some name, other name. And I didn't want to put her in a situation where she was embarrassed. So I didn't know how to disengage. So then she'd see me and she'd start talking to me about neighborhood gossip. And I didn't even know I had no idea. I didn't know what she was talking about, and I just went along with it. This thing went on for months. I didn't see her all the time. It wasn't like a daily thing, but whenever I'd run into her, she'd start in on, you know, this good-natured, yucking it up, neighborhood stuff. And I didn't know what the fuck she's talking about, because I didn't know her. I don't know who she is, and she was calling me, like, Jesse or something, or I don't know. I don't remember, but so anyway, this thing went on, and I allowed it to go on, which was probably a mistake. I didn't know how to get out of it, though. Then she called me by whatever name she thought in front of this woman who said, "He's not Jesse, he's Jeff. What are you talking about?" You know, so that whole thing. Then she was all embarrassed, humiliated. Now, I just saw her last week. She won't even talk to me now. Now she's pissed at me because I allowed this thing to go on, and she was humiliated, and she's been talking to me for months about Susie and Jenny on the block. You know what I'm saying? So this wasn't the case like that. This was her face seemed vaguely familiar. I had no idea where I knew her from, but I repeated past mistakes, and I said, "Oh, hey there. How you been?" I don't know why you always have to have that little nervous laughter in there. "Hey there. You doing all right?" So anyway, so I think I pulled it off reasonably well. I don't think that she, I mean, I could be fooling myself, obviously, but I don't think that she saw the confusion in my eyes, hopefully. I mean, I feel bad. I don't want to embarrass the person. And also the fact that I don't know who they are, that's kind of insulting, right? They remember me, I don't remember them. So the whole thing's awkward. So I think I pulled it off. I could be fooling myself, but it was a short-lived conversation, so it wasn't too bad. But then I went to the gym, where I engaged in a vigorous workout. Oh yeah. I mean, I don't want to brag, but yeah, I'm probably going to be ripped pretty soon. I went in there and I set the treadmill to leisurely stroll setting. I think that's what it was. And I walked for a full 1 hour. You know, I got the thing set for it's like a fall afternoon walk along the river setting. You know how you can tell when you probably should up the intensity of your workout is when you find yourself checking Instagram during the middle of your workout. It's probably a sign that it's time to crank it up a bit. Anyway, I went in there and I was on the treadmill, the endless road, and thinking about this, obsessing about this thing. Like, who is that woman? It was my entire thoughts. I was listening to a podcast, but I wasn't hearing any words that were being spoken. I was just thinking, who is this woman? I have to solve this mystery. It's one of those things that just makes me insane. Like if you lose something, even if it's some unimportant thing, if you think you know where something is, you go there and it's not there, that can ruin my day. I don't know how you go about that, but that's the kind of thing that can make ruin my entire day. So I was in the throes of one of these deals, and I was on the treadmill just thinking, who is this woman? And then sweet satisfaction popped into my head. She works the drive-thru window at the Burger King. I'd never seen her out of context. I'd never seen her without the Burger King uniform. I'd never seen her outside of a Burger King building. So it took me an hour, maybe, hour and a half to figure this thing out, and it dominated my thoughts. But I was like, "Ooh, God, what a relief! Now I know. You know, I can breathe. I can breathe easy now." So the fact that she knows me from the Burger King drive-thru, I'm not super proud of that. but I do go there a lot. When I'm on my way to work, I stop in there and I go through and I order, for years I would order the same thing. I'd get two cheeseburgers, no pickles, light ketchup. The light ketchup, well, the pickles speak for themselves. Those things are nasty ass. Pickles on a hamburger? What is going on? That stuff's nasty, baby. That stuff's, those dill pickles, ugh, things are disgusting. So those shouldn't even be on there. So that speaks for itself. The ketchup part, I can't have that oozing. I eat these things driving on Interstate 81 heading down to my job. So, I can't be having that, you know, you bite down and everything shifts and squirts out the back of the burger. I can't have that. So I say light ketchup because everybody, without exception, goes way heavy-handed with the condiments, with the spreadables, I should say. Not so heavy-handed with the lettuce and the tomato and the onion, but any kind of spreadable. They go, I don't know if they put it on with a ice cream scoop or whatever, but you gotta go. If you're driving and eating, which I do 5 days a week almost, you gotta go light ketchup because of the shiftage. So I was ordering that and a small Dr. Pepper. So two cheeseburgers, no pickles, light ketchup, small Dr. Pepper. And she'd repeat it back to me, except she'd say, "And a small doctor." See, she's an industry insider. She is so familiar with these products that she's shortening the names of them. Because she's a pro. She is on the inside, so she's allowed to call it a doctor. So one day I pull up to the window, and she leans way out, talks to me in a conspiratorial voice. And she says, "You know, I'm not supposed to do this, but you might want to think about ordering the king meal. It's exactly the same thing you're ordering, except it comes with fries. And it costs 70 cents less than what you're paying. So you're going to get fries, and the whole thing's going to be 70 cents less than what you're currently paying." I thought, hell yeah. She goes, "You like fries, right?" I said, "Are you serious? Look at me. I love fries." But, So she gave me a little tip, you know, a little advice on the purchasing, the menu, ins and outs. So that's what I do, except I refuse to say king meal. I don't do any kind of novelty phraseology. If something's the eatsy weensy, the giant, any of that shit, I just say, "Yeah, give me the cheeseburger meal." And they're like, "You're talking about the," sometimes it's not her. Sometimes she's not there all the time, but so I say, "I'd like to get the cheeseburger meal. That's the king meal with the fries and the." So, yeah. So I put it all on them. They have to do all the dirty work. So anyway, that's who she is. I felt like great relief when it popped in my head. And so that's that. The other woman at work, I think they've done some permanent damage with her. She's embarrassed. I probably should have cut it loose. I mean, the very first conversation, I should have said, I think you might be mistaking me with somebody else. I could have done that. That wouldn't have been that bad, right? But I tried to keep, I tried to avoid embarrassment. And now it turns into 10 times worse. And that woman's like, he's not Jesse. What the hell are you talking about? His name's Jeff. And so anyway, I've done some serious damage there. But whatever. Not really too broken up about it, to tell you the truth. What else I have in my notebook here I wanted to discuss? Oh, another thing. This is another thing that's kind of weighing on me. This is one of these time-released things. You don't really think about it when at the time that it happened. But I was at work last week, I think, or maybe the week before. We're out there in the break room, you know, having one of our high-level intellectual conversations. And we're talking about something, and somehow the subject of sauerkraut came up. Told you it was high level. And somebody said, was talking about sauerkraut, maybe I brought it up, who the hell knows. But and I said, I love sauerkraut. I could go to town on some sauerkraut right now. And this guy goes, You don't strike me as a guy who would eat sauerkraut. So at the time, I was just like, hell yeah, I love it, you know. And but then a couple hours later, I remembered that conversation. I was like, what does that mean? How does a person look like they don't like sauerkraut? What does that even mean? So that thing's been weighing on my mind too. So what do you mean? I'm surprised that you would like sauerkraut, you of all people. I mean, do I give off some kind of anti-sauerkraut vibe? I don't know. It's weird. I might have to have a conversation with that man to find closure. That's another thing that's been weighing on me. And it's one of those things that at the time, if I'd have thought, if it had struck me that way at the time, I'd have said, well, what the hell does that mean? But I didn't think about it until 2 hours later. I just instantly went into, hell yeah, yeah. I'm becoming a full sauerkraut advocate. And apparently I don't look like a sauerkraut kind of guy. Weird. I don't get it. But anyway, that's a couple things that have been weighing on my mind. And you know another thing that that I noticed recently, which is kind of disturbing to me somehow. I don't know why. Tony thinks I'm crazy, but do you notice that everybody under the age of 20, I'd say, this is an estimation. This isn't scientific. I haven't done any kind of deep analysis on this thing. But it seems like everybody under the age of 20, when they sneeze or cough, they do it straight into the inside of their elbow. I think this has roots back in that swine flu scare a few years back when they were telling everybody you got to sneeze. You know, they told you to do that, sneeze or cough into your inner elbow, and they have an entire generation doing that. See how easily influenced people are? I find that to be disturbing. How do you get an entire, it seems like every single person does that under a certain age. I don't, of course. You're not going to teach me to adapt my sneezing regimen, my coughing scheme. I mean, that shit's hardwired in now. But you see how easily influenced? God, what else have they been fed? Yeah, if they can get an entire generation of Americans, possibly this thing might be international. I don't know. It's definitely American. I got everybody under the age of 20 coughing into their elbow. And that's highly disturbing to me. How is that take hold? Because that never existed before. I never knew about it. I think that came from swine flu, and there was some kind of campaign, I remember. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Please. But they successfully turned an entire generation around to do this thing. So what else are they feeding them? What else are they brainwashing them with? You can say this is a positive thing. I guess it is. But just the ease with which it was done, I find that to be highly disturbing, don't you? Who's with me on this thing? God. Whenever I see somebody coughing into their elbow, I think, fascism. You know, I mean that's the first thing that pops into my mind, right? I mean, how could there is no other reaction to that. So anyway, I find that to be weird, and I find it to be troubling, and I find it to be very concerning. So who's with me on that? And what are your thoughts on these Amazon or Google devices that listen all the time? I mean, I know my phone, everybody's phone does that. Because I can have a conversation with Tony about something, and then I'm not doing searches for it. I don't know, some subject. Like if we're up in the living room just chit-chatting about, yeah, let's move to, I mean, if you did this thing, you could do this experiment and say, maybe we should think about moving to Minneapolis, St. Paul. Just pick some kind of city and have this conversation about Minneapolis, St. Paul, about how you would like to maybe find an apartment and maybe look for a job there. Next time you go online, there'll be a bunch of ads about Minneapolis, St. Paul. You didn't even do any kind of searches or anything, and it's listening to you. A little concerned about that, too. Not as much as some people are, but I mean, I could see down the line where they use the, I mean, they're basically listening to you all the time. They could use that. They could hear something, turn that against you. You know what I mean? But, you know, those devices, I don't have one, and I probably will never have one, or at least I don't think. That's the way it goes with me. I think I don't need that. That's stupid. That's idiotic. But then 5 years after everybody else has one, like, that's a good idea. So I'm in the phase right now where, like, there's no freaking way I'm bringing one of those things into my house. Let Jeff Bezos listen to everything I say. Anyway, now they have those ones. See those commercials for something called Portal or something? It is literally like the Jetsons, where you're talking to somebody through some kind of, it's like a Skype setup, but it's just in your kitchen or whatever. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the Jetsons. I thought that was kind of cool, where people were talking. Now it's literally exactly like that. The only thing on the Jetsons, they had flying cars. We don't have that yet. We do have the self-parking cars and even the self-driving cars, which I would never, there's no way. I don't trust that shit whatsoever. So that thing crashed like this computer that I'm using right now. And next thing you know, you're inside of a Best Buy store on fire. So anyway, we're getting there. And also Rosie the Robot. We have those, that was the maid. You know what I'm saying? We have those Roombas or whatever the hell those things are. We're getting there, too. It's crazy. The whole Jetsons thing, man, they had it nailed. They had the future nailed. We don't have the flying cars. We don't have those elevated apartments. Those are kind of cool. I don't know why they had to be up in the air like that, but whatever. I find that to be, I don't know. I don't find it to be disturbing. I know people who find that to be super creepy, and I understand what you're saying. You know, I mean, if you got somebody, the phone's listening to everything you say. Like, my phone will say, it's like I leave for work at 1 o'clock most days, and around 12:30, it'll say, your ride to work today is clear. There's no, you know, it gives me a traffic report. How does it know where I work? How does it know when I leave? I mean, I didn't program. I didn't go in there into some kind of program and enter that information in. It just knows it. It knows more and more and more about me every day. It's learning. It knows my my patterns and everything. Some people find that to be creepy. I think it's kind of cool, but I can see where it can be turned against you. So, at this point, I think it's kind of cool camp, but a little standoffish about it. So, anyway, we're going full Jetsons at this point, and maybe like 10 years from now, I don't know if we'll have flying cars in 10 years, but we're moving, man. We're moving towards the Jetsons, full on. And another thing worth mentioning, this thing's all over the place, whatever. This is the way it rolls. This is the way I roll anymore. I used to try to have, on these Monday episodes, I was going to have like a theme, you know, try to tie it all together. That shit didn't work. Maybe I'm going to continue to work at it, but as of right now, random notes for the most part, so I'm bouncing all around. But another thing worth mentioning, you know that commercial, those commercials, and I swear these people must have the world's largest advertising budget, because I don't even watch very much TV, and I see this commercial. It's a series of commercials. I see it all the time, multiple times a day, and I don't even watch TV. It feels like the TV's off, and it comes on by itself, shows that commercial, and then turns off again. Can that be possible? But anyway, it's these Liberty, I guess it's an insurance company, I don't know, where these people are standing in front of the Statue of Liberty, complaining, whining, bitching. All I did, I had just a small vehicular homicide situation. My insurance company raised my rates. How about learning to drive, dick? You know, these people are, you know, I had a few pops down at the chatterbox and drove through a family reunion, sure, but, and then my insurance, that's the first time that's ever happened. But now my insurance, my asshole insurance company raised my rates. Can you believe this? I think it's about time I find another insurance company. You guys need to learn how to drive your car, maybe. That would solve that problem right there. So these people, they take no personal responsibility. Standing out there in front of the Statue of Liberty, all smug, self-righteous. These people can stick it. And but that's not even the part that irritates me the most. The part that irritates me the most is the little jingle. Their little signature jingle at the end. So it's for Liberty. I don't know, Liberty Mutual or something? Is that what it is? I don't know. But their jingle is Liberty, 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 Liberty. What the hell is that? It's like it's just the same word four times with a little gap between the third and fourth. Man, that is lame. I mean, somebody probably got paid six figures to come up with that. And it's just the same word four times. Liberty, 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 Liberty. That makes me furious. I get full of anger. All right. So, finally, this is exciting because this is a new era. I now have a professionally created sound file for this feature, and I'm going to launch into it right now.
Jeff K's Whistle Dick of the Week.
All right. How'd you like that? For this week's Whistle Dick, this is another. I'm going back to the same grocery store where that woman. See, there is a theme. See how I'm tying it all together? Started out in the grocery store, ended up in the grocery store. Man, I am a professional. But anyway, I went to the self-checkout. This is where I go. My dad will not use the self-checkout because he says it costs people jobs. I'm like, are you serious? The less interaction I have with other human beings, the better it is. So I always, 100% of the time, go to the self-checkout. So they have four of them at this particular grocery store. And then there's a couple of people in there. bugs me. Generally, there's like this, okay, so there's four checkouts. This place was packed on this particular day, so I had to wait. And they got people in there. Okay, there's a social contract. We live in a society, as George Costanza would say. There's a social contract. This is like for a quick 10 items or less, right? I mean, am I wrong about that? You can't go in there with a full cart full of shit through the self-checkout. That's rude. That is a slap in the face of your fellow shopper. If you have a whole cart, like a heaping helping of groceries, you got to go through the main human checkout. You can't go to the robot checkout. So, but you see that shit happening all the time. There's no signage, so I guess there's a loophole, but I think it's understood. I think these people are just trying to get away with something. So I'm standing there fuming about that. And there's this guy, there's always a guy there who, he's kind of like the spotter. I don't know what his title is. In this particular case, he's like some teenage boy. Looks like he weighs 112. He's got like extra small size, like suction to his torso, a polo shirt tucked in. He's got a pink belt on. I'm sitting there. So there's a guy down on one of the checkouts, and he's got a whole shopping cart full. And he's got the full, he has this ritual, I guess, where he opens three paper bags, opens them with a big flamboyant flourish, you know, pops it, you know, swings them open, makes a real loud noise, sits them on the floor, and lines them up. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But then he's like, hey there, you're yelling across, talking to people. I'm like, get the fuck out. There are people waiting. This is not your own personal self-checkout station, dick. So I'm sitting there watching this guy fuming mad, but I'm not going to mess with him. I mean, God, kick my ass from here to the moon. How's that for lameness? But anyway, I'm sitting there fuming, this guy with the pink belt, and then finally, it's my turn, and I try to make it seem like I just want to show everybody how fast it can happen. Because everybody's like standing there, they don't know what to do. It's like the things, they don't know how to operate the machine, or they got too much shit in their cart. And I want to demonstrate, not that anybody's paying any attention, but I want to show everybody how fast this process can be if you're a professional like me, an accomplished shopper. So I go up there, I have my stuff, I have my armful of maybe like 5-6 items, lay them down, put my card, you know, scan my card, get the bag open so it can receive the items which I'm about to scan, and I do it fast. It's like super fast. In fact, the machine can't even keep up with me. That's how fast I'm moving, faster than the machine can process the information. And then I get Mr. Pink Belt coming over there. You need any help, sir? See, that pisses me. Oh man, that infuriates me. I think that's ageism. I think the guy's like, so when you're 17, anybody over the age of like 25 is like an old bastard. Do you know what I'm saying? So he automatically thinks I don't know how to operate this thing. I'm like, get back, you know, step away from me, pink belt. You know, who do you think you are? Get, you know, I'm not saying this, but I'm saying it with my body language. You just step away, just go back over there and then just bother somebody else. You think I don't know how to operate this machine? You're sadly mistaken. So I go through the thing and successfully complete the full transaction within 20 seconds, maybe. I mean, it is lightning fast. I am a super pro at these things. I know all the ins and outs. And then I turn around and triumph. I'm going to say, see how it can be. If you're not an idiot, and nobody's paying any attention to me. So, Mr. Pink Belt and Mr. Johnny Three Bags over there, you are everything you represent. Not you specifically, although I will include you in that group. For everything you represent, you are the undisputed Whistle Dick of the Week. And that's going to do it. I'm at the 30-minute mark. This is a little jagged, a little ragged, but I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back on Thursday over at Patreon. If you want to double down on these Jeff K shows, and I don't know, there's no fathomable way that you could not. Just head on over there, patreon.com, that's patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more patronage, that's a monthly donation. Just stick it on a credit card, set it for $4, and you will, that thing will come out at the beginning of every month. You won't even notice it. $4, ha! Huh? And in return, as a thank you, you'll receive an extra episode every week. It's exactly like the Monday show, it's just another one. It's just an added, so head on over there. Sign up today. Sign up right now. And it'll be greatly appreciated. And hopefully you'll have a good time listening. So that's the end of the road here. I hope you guys have a great week. I will be back on Thursday at Patreon. I'll see ya. Bye. Step away from me, Pink Belt.